Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. New video up every week, new poll question up every week. Dozens and dozens of podcasts that originated as part of our show and that we make available to you there, broken out by interview, by segment. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, by the way. Having a great visit with our good friend Scott Gerber. He's the author of Never Get a Real Job. He's the founder of an organization called Fix Young America, but it's really, that's a spinoff, Scott, isn't it, of your Young Entrepreneurship Council group, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. It's basically a group of some of the top entrepreneurs under 35 in the country that basically have gotten together to try to give back to this generation and teach them how to be more entrepreneurial.
Tell us how we can find you.
All the companies you'd expect.
Tell us how we can find you guys.
I'm sorry?
Tell us how we can find you.
Oh, the YEC.org. You can check that out, and FixYoungAmerica.com. And
YEC.org?
The YEC.org.
YEC.org. And FixYoungAmerica.com,
yes.
.com, okay.
And,
tell us what, tell
we're
us
out
what,
there right now trying
Young
to
America.
Show these solutions. Yeah, basically, you know, it started several months ago. I was speaking at a college, and a student came up to me at the end of the event and said, "Wow, this entrepreneurship stuff sounds great. I wish I would have learned about it a couple of months ago. I'm about to graduate. I've sent out about 250 resumes, haven't heard anything back. I graduate in 3 months, and I have $29,000 in debt." Mm. And I just, my heart broke, and I said, there's got to be a better way. And, you know, even since I've written Never Get a Real Job, which was, you know, really how to create something with your two hands, how to create a simple service business to avoid youth unemployment 2 or 3 years ago now, you know, I've seen this trend just become a disaster. And so we as an organization said, all right, we don't think entrepreneurship is certainly the cure-all, but we do think we can make a dent. We do think it can make a shift towards the culture of self-sufficiency that we spoke of earlier. We think that there is policy out there that can make it much simpler for young people to transition into entrepreneurship, especially if they are unemployed or underemployed. And so we went out and we found 30 experts and people that are right now doing something that is working, not theoretical, not hypothetical, is working right now to put young people back to work by a job of their own creation.
Give us an example.
So for example, we have a bill that talks about income-based repayment student loan debt relief. And what that means basically in English is that under President Bush and then reformed by President Obama, there is something called income-based repayment, which allows young people to basically take their student loan debt and bring it down, their monthly payments down to about 10% of their discretionary income. And there's a part of that bill that says after 10 years, if you go into public service, your loans are forgiven. Your
public service, meaning work for the government?
If you work for the government,
oh,
I don't
like that, Scott. We don't need more people working for the government.
But here's the question. Why is it that they are giving those benefits only to job seekers and not job creators?
Yeah,
If young entrepreneurs had a path to say, okay, well, you know what? You couldn't get a job in the system that you were taught that this is the way it was, so let's give you an incentive.
The last thing in the world we need is some law that that encourages people to go to work for the government.
Couldn't agree with you more, and that's exactly why we want to reform that. But another example.
So you're talking about reforming that. So there's a plan B, which means that the same thing happens to you, the same forgiveness or abatement happens if you create jobs.
Correct. If you create jobs and you create a revenue-based business out of college, this is an opportunity.
That one and get rid of the other one.
But in a non-policy perspective, there's a program right now for veterans that basically is trying to put together this massive net, if you will, this social network, all these veterans when they come back to the country. Because when we speak to veterans, we find out that their biggest issue when they want to start a business is they were so close or overseas, but when they come back, they've just lost touch. They're not close anymore. And so they wanted to create this sort of small business network of all these different veterans coming together to share best practices. So we're helping to put together that sort of network.
Good for you.
And we're also saying, well, you know what, why is the GI Bill entitlements, you know, are only about being able to be utilized for education purposes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you go to college. Why is the GI Bill not currently allowing people to take that money to start a franchise? These are the kinds of people who would be hugely successful in a franchise. Mm-hmm. They know how to follow orders to a T. They are absolute executors of
perfection. So you're saying if the GI Bill would pay the equivalent of $10,000 for education this year, and I don't know how much it is, might be $5,000. My son has benefited from it, but if the GI Bill would do that, use that same allocation toward a franchise, you know, if it's $3,000 or $10,000, whatever, put that toward that, because clearly if you buy a franchise, you're getting educated by that franchisor.
Yep. Exactly. And you've just created a job for yourself and eventually for others. And that's the key here.
Right.
It's not easier. But if you're going to say, let's just keep throwing people into a failed system, I have a fundamental flawed problem with that.
Right.
So these are the kinds of solutions that we looked into. And so what we've been doing has we've basically taken all these solutions. We put them in a book called Fix Young America, same name. And we have been on a mission to basically put this book into the hands of every single decision maker and academic in America. And so far we've given away tens of thousands of copies. And our goal is to basically keep these people accountable for these issues.
Is the book available right now?
It is. You can go to fixyoungamerica.com.
I don't have my copy.
Well, there you go, Jim. I'm going to send you a copy right after this interview.
All right. I need one because I'm going to help you with that. Why don't you keep us posted on how this is going? And
absolutely.
I'm proud of you, Scott, for what you're doing, for the work that you're doing, because you're not a problem guy. You're a solutions guy, and I like that.
There are too many people who only count problems. It's
Bingo.
Time for change.
Good for you. Scott Gerber, ladies and gentlemen. He makes me proud. He makes me hopeful for America when I hear people like Scott Gerber. Check this out, folks. Fixyoungamerica.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.